Hi, this is Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 167 for November 11th, 2024.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
So we're in the tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tales.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody out there.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you.
We have a packed show. We actually really have a lot of stuff to talk about, but I worry that it might just go fast because we're going to be trying to rush to get through everything.
And oh, it's a lot. There's been a lot happening since we spoke last Monday.
And we've done a lot, actually.
We have been so busy, but it's good busy.
And we have a busy schedule coming up over the next month and a half.
Yeah, I am excited for all of it. You know, I've been waiting for this season.
No.
Yes.
Our house is a winter wonderland.
It is. I love it so much.
I can't believe you bought the Snope machine. So there's no one inside our
house. No, there's no Snope in the house. Can you imagine how sticky the tiles would be?
The dogs would be clean.
The dogs would be clean.
And the floor would be clean. You just have to use buckets of water to get all the soap.
I guess. No, I love this time of year, as I've said many, many times.
I get that. Yeah. Our house is fully decorated.
Except
for outside, which I'm probably going to do either later this week or early next week. I haven't decided yet. The weather's been great, so I can pretty much do whenever.
Yeah, the weather's been too great. I'm like ready for it to get a little bit cool.
It's funny because when we lived in Michigan decorating for Christmas, you looked at the calendar to find what was the warmest day. What day was going to hit 40?
Exactly, because you didn't want to be out there freezing your butt off. And a lot of times, like if you passed up that opportunity for the quote unquote warmer day, then you have to freeze, like
right.
Put on your hat, your gloves, your scarf, the whole thing, and try to put lights up while you're freezing.
And that's why a lot of people up north leave their lights on for so long after the holiday, because
it's too cold.
Because then you're in the frozen tundra and you have to wait till it warms up a little bit, because all your stuff is probably either frozen out there, or it's just too cold to be out there with your finger trying to take stuff apart. Because that's why a lot of decorations get all jacked up after, because you're just taking them down as fast as you can and putting them away. And then you fix it later.
Oh, I know. It's funny because I talked to my mom the other day, and she was talking about Christmas decorations and the whole up and downs of it all,
yeah.
That they were going to do that. And then she's like, she said, that's why, while the boys are in town, I have them pull down my decorations for me, because
makes
it's
sense.
Easier for them to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember when I'd setting ours up back in Michigan, and I'd have problems with the cords weren't working or something. And I'd be out there, and my fingers would be numb. Because it's hard to work with gloves on to do that little kind of...
I remember you would come in with the reddest face, mm-hmm. and your ears were like bright red and cold.
And I was not being jolly.
You are not being jolly. You come in...
Filth. I didn't like that Christmas stuff at the time, but...
Yeah, but you look at the sense of accomplishment you used to have, because then you'd make me put on my winter coat, my boots, and go out and look just like Clark Griswold.
Oh, I know. It was cool. Then I'd take the extension cords over my head and plug them in, and the explosion... Hallelujah would start playing, and it was just a fantastic time.
Okay, well, enough about that. So let's get into all the Florida Christmas fun that's been going on and such.
Yeah, so what we've done in the last week, so we did go out. Actually, we made our annual yearly visit last Wednesday to Animal Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
We went over there to see what they had up, if anything, as of yet, because I know they started to decorate. When we got there, they just had a little. They didn't have a lot.
Yeah, so usually they have the tree, and it wasn't up yet when we went. And then, so I feel, just my opinion, so I feel like Animal Kingdom could do more at Christmas time. They have what do they call them? Like the menagerie or whatever, the lanterns. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But
Which are nice.
They're nice, but I didn't even notice them.
No.
Until we really looked again. But see, the thing is that
And these are the lights that are above the stores. That,
yeah.
That they look like an animal with a light
behind it. Like a lantern.
Yeah, like a lantern.
But so Animal Kingdom closes early.
Right.
So, and I know that it gets dark earlier, but like when we were there, I think they closed at 6.
Right.
So to see the decorations at night, you got to be there towards the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to Animal Kingdom staying late. Open later, because that was before COVID. They were going to start being open later. You had the nighttime safari. You had a lot of
the show
stuff.
On the tree.
You had the show on the tree. At that time, Rivers of Light. You had all this other stuff that was going on that you could go there and see at nighttime. But now there really isn't anything. One of the other reasons we were there is we want to get some pictures of the Chester and Hester area, because it's a lot of that is closing next month or in January.
In January, yeah.
And it's like, what's there going to be to do there?
Well, there's still a few things to do.
Everest, dinosaur, and for now.
For now, dinosaur for now.
The two rides in Pandora.
But seriously, not much is going to change except for the Triceratops ride will be gone.
Right.
You know, and we've talked very openly about this, that we think there needs to be more to do at Animal Kingdom, and that's what they're going to be doing.
Yes.
But even when we went, like, wait times weren't that bad. The park was not that crowded, and I don't know. I think that the overhaul is going to be good for the park. But as of right now, you know what they did have that was new was the new Santa meet and greet.
Yes, outside our Restaurantsaurus.
Yes. Yes, and it's so cute. I put it on our socials, and people just loved it.
Yeah, so if you're getting ready to go on the dinosaur ride, directly across from the entrance to Dinosaur is the little porch on the backside of Restaurantsaurus, and that's where the whole setup is. And there's lights, and there's decorations from
the
ceiling.
It's so cute.
Yeah, they did a really good job over there. I like how they brought it all together.
So, yeah, that was Animal Kingdom.
And then we walked through the store, the store back there that we've gone to for years that sadly is closing. And
that's the only part of Dino Land I think that I'm going to miss, only because of the memories attached. Because when we would take the boys when they were little, that was always like one of our favorite stores.
It used to be a great store. Now it's, of course, all just licensed merchandise for general Disney, not just Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. They need more merchandise geared for just Animal Kingdom like they used to. I mean, they have some. But
you don't see a lot of the leopard print stuff like you used to. You used to see the leopard print, the zebra print, all those on just about everything with the different Mickey heads. And now you don't really see it as much as it used to seem. But that store, the thing I love about it is the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
With all the... And I look at it and I go, when they were building this, and the time it probably took to put all that in place and make sure it looks good. And it just... It's amazing, actually. It looks like it's been there for 80 years. And things were just added over the years by different people. But I was really looking around at it this time because I know it's not going to be there much longer.
So I know, I'll miss that store. But I'm looking forward to what's coming to Animal Kingdom.
I am too. I'm excited about Indiana Jones. I think that's going to be fantastic. A whole other Indiana Jones adventure.
That new area back there is much needed.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a new carousel back there with the hand-carved horses, I guess, or animals. I'm not sure what it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then is it Coco or is it Encanto?
I'm not sure.
Something else is going back there. I can't remember now offhand. I think it's Encanto.
Maybe.
I can't remember. So that's what we did. We didn't stay there that long. Like Michelle said, the park, the wait times were low, so the park was not that busy. But as we were walking in, we were there early. People were already leaving early in the day, so it was already starting to end pretty quickly with people just leaving for the day. So there really is not much to do there. So.
No. But why don't we talk about something that is a little more active?
So on Friday, we went to Disney Springs because they started their Christmas stuff at the Springs on Friday the 8th.
Yes, so the Christmas tree trail is back.
The stroll.
Stroll.
No trail.
No trail. That's right. You know, it's wishful thinking because I miss the trail. Yes.
I just want anybody to think there's the old trail. Which the trail, I love the trail because you did all the trees all one time. It was great for filming it because you could just go from tree to tree to tree.
And they had the snow.
The snow every 15 minutes or so. It was fantastic. So we went there. I think there was 21 different trees or things to see that were part of the stroll.
Right. And so when you go in, they'll tell you where you can pick up a map, and it's more like a booklet this year. Yes. And you have stickers.
Right.
So kind of like when they do the cookie stroll and stuff like that at Epcot. So
only you didn't have to pay for this.
Yeah, this is free. This is free fun. So basically you walk around and put stickers on and see all the trees. And you were on a mission to get all them stickers. You made us go to every tree.
I went to every tree. So like I said, there's 21 different things to see and do as far as trees. There was a Disney Cruise Line had a replica of the Disney Treasure
out there. It looked Christmassy, but it wasn't a tree. It was... No.
It was the ship.
It was the ship.
Yeah.
But it had Christmas lights on it and stuff.
And one thing they have this year, and if you go down there, make sure you take your Magic Band Plus with you.
Oh, that's right.
Because at certain trees or displays, you can wave your band and the tree will either come to life. It will make music. The cocoa tree, I know, played a song. The Disney Treasure one, though, when you did it, you heard the horn.
The horns from the ship. Oh, my goodness. It was so cool.
I don't believe I put that video up yet, but I will put it up. But you actually, somebody had done that while I was filming it. So you hear the horn, the Disney horn.
Yeah, and I was so excited because I didn't have my camera open when it started to do that, and you did. I was so glad you got it. And I'm so easily amused. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. And plus, you know, we get to sail on the media cruise for it. Next month. So it just kind of made me more excited.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, we're going to be on that. You know, it's cool.
It was kind of cool. And if you looked at the details of that ship, you could see they had garland hung on the, like, the highest deck and things like that. So it was really kind of cool. The only thing I had a hard time finding, so we found 20 of the things without a problem. The 21st one, the sticker said Disney or a World of Disney.
Disney, yeah.
So I looked all around outside World of Disney, never found a tree anywhere around World of Disney that said World of Disney. So we went inside and we are assuming the tree that was in the main Christmas area was the tree because it was the only tree that didn't look like all the rest inside the store.
Yeah, it was a little, I don't know. I'm guessing that was it. I don't know. And you know what? I'm going to say one thing before we move on.
Okay.
You know what is complete garbage?
Oh, no.
So that movie Wish that was out last year, nobody gives a rip about it anymore. All right?
You want me to get your soapbox?
No, I don't even need it.
Okay.
So nobody cares. I mean, people liked it. Most people did not.
Well, the tree's kind of hidden for that one, too.
It does not matter. The whole point is that they don't have Tangled, but they have Wish.
Yes.
Give me a break. That Tangled tree was beautiful.
Yeah,
and they had it for years. So why Wish, Disney? Why? Like, that's like nobody even talks about that movie anymore. You had to clearance out all the merchandise. But yet, let's get rid of Tangled, which is a classic.
That everybody wants more of.
Yeah. That's crap.
Yeah, I agree. So that tree is actually, it's behind like a churro stand almost, or a beverage stand.
Churro stand.
Before you go over the bridge between Disney style. So if you're at Disney style and you want to go over the bridge and say go to Maria Enzo's or Pizza Ponte or
it's STK, hidden behind the sign.
It's kind of hidden back there.
But I saw the yellow and purple and I was like, oh, there's a Tangled tree. And we got closer. I'm like, son of a beep.
She didn't say beep at the time.
I'm like, really? All right, I'll stop talking about it, but, like, for real, Disney? Come on now. You know better.
Yeah, I just don't understand why they replace stuff that people actually want more of. People are always saying Tangled needs more merchandise, needs more. Because in every other park around the world, there's more representation.
Yeah, there is.
All Disney World,
we
got a toilet. That's about all we got out of Tangled.
Yeah, and if your Rapunzel photo op is at the restrooms. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's a nice building in the background. Where were you?
In front of the bathrooms. It's the Punzi Potty.
Men's is on the left. Women's is on the right.
It's beautiful. Most beautiful bathrooms ever. All right. Anyway, back to Christmas.
The Punzi Potty. So the Springs, it was really busy that day, actually. It was a Friday, but it was very busy. We did eat at Earl's Sandwich while we were there, which is probably our favorite spot for quick service at Disney Springs.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a what would you call it? The familiar place to go.
It's always good, though. I don't think I've ever gone in there and got something and go, it didn't taste that good.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're there, and so if you're there and you need something to eat and you're an annual pass holder, they take a discount.
Right.
So we ate for like $25, I think.
And that's the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is so the stroll, the stickers and on the back of that guide, if you've done that and you filled it, I think you get a discount at certain restaurants and such at the Springs if you've done all the stickers in there. Which
you could totally cheat and put stickers everywhere.
Yeah, but it says something about you get 10% off at like Earl's Sandwich. Mm-hmm. I think there was a discount at City Works. Different places had different discounts for it. So that's like your little reward. Yeah. But you can pick up that little map. I know it was at Lego Store. I know it was at City Works.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where else I saw it. I saw it at a few different places where you pick it up. But when you first get off one of the, when you first come out of one of the garages, there's a sign there telling you where to get the maps.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Now we just have to go back at night to see the light.
Exactly. And see then the people like on the stilt walkers and all the different stuff. The piano that rolls around playing Christmas music.
Yeah, we will definitely do that.
Yeah, we need to do that soon. Next thing we did, so Saturday night, you probably saw our coverage. We were at Disney's Hollywood Studios for Jollywood Nights, the opening night.
Woohoo!
And I have to say, so last year we did the first party, and we did the last party. Mm-hmm. And the last party was hands down 10 times better than the first party for us. This one was even better.
This one was better than both combined.
Yes, they did better. We started off the night, we saw Tom, who is one of the Disney show directors who puts the whole thing together.
Yeah.
We've seen him for a year. Tom's a great person, and he's responsible for this show.
Yeah.
And this party. And he told us, he goes, go do What's This first, and then you walk out there, you go do Glisten, and he goes, you got those two shows out of the way, and then you can do the rest of the night however you want to. So the show runs from 7:30 to 12:30 on the select nights. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's sold out any other nights yet.
You know, I don't know, but... to me, it's worth it. So just my assessment, I'm just going to roll with it.
Okay, you roll with it.
Things I like.
Besides the tangled tree that you didn't get in
there. Don't upset me. All right, anyway, back to Jollywood. So a couple of things I wanted to point out.
Okay.
So with Jollywood, it is my opinion, a more of a grown-up date night, girls' mm-hmm. night out type of party, and people get dressed up.
Yes.
So, like, you know, people wear festive things to the Christmas party at Magic Kingdom, but not like Jollywood. Right. It is, like, more like glitz, glamour, sparkles. You see a lot of sparkles. And I was excited because I don't ever have an opportunity to really dress up.
Right.
And I had a glittery skirt that you had got me.
Right.
And it was subtly Nightmare Before Christmas. But mm-hmm. So I threw that on. I got so many compliments on that.
You did get a lot of compliments.
So cute. But yeah, so you get to dress up. It is, again, more of an adult-themed party. Definitely.
There's a lot of adult beverages throughout the
yes,
party.
Yes, lots of bars.
Yes, lots of bars. So it's not like the Magic Kingdom where that party is centered around younger
families yeah.
and children. This one is, I think, in my opinion, more centered around adults. And a lot of people do bring their children to it, and that's fine.
There weren't as many kids as I thought there would.
No, but you still see quite a few.
There was some kids, yeah. But it's not like over at Magic Kingdom.
No, not like that at all. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so I like last year was opening night was the Hot Mess Express. It rained. There were lines for everything. People didn't get anything done because it was just too crowded. And then the one we went on the last night, it was better. So opening night on Saturday, I don't know if being that it was a sold out party. It did not feel crowded at all.
No, I think they must have lowered the attendance for the party, is in my opinion. Last year, so like you said, the very first party only had a handful of character meet and greets. So you weren't spreading the crowd out between other things to do.
And it was like wall-to-wall people.
It was wall-to-wall people. All the shows were, this show ends, and when that one ends, this one starts. So you were either in a show, or you were going to a show, or you're waiting for one of the few characters. Not a lot of people were doing the rides, but the ride wait times, maybe you don't want to get character photos, maybe you don't want to do the shows, the rides are low. Rides of the Resistance, I think, was averaging about 10 minutes all night long. Tower was at, well, it says 13, which means there's no wait.
Right. It was cool because there's a little bit of something no matter what you want to do. Right. So the What's This, the Nightmare Sing-Along was wonderful as usual.
The best show. I think it's one of the best shows on property.
I think, well, we don't go to the Frozen Sing-Along anymore. It's kind of played out. Yeah. But this is something different, and you can tell how much the people love it. And not to mention the huge Jack Skellington puppet that walks out, which is super impressive.
Yeah, so if you've ever seen the Halloween party at Magic Kingdom, the big Jack that comes out before the fireworks, that's the Jack they bring out during the show.
And he's so much bigger than you would think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he looks really cool on, you know, front of Cinderella Castle, but when you see him in the smaller theater, it's like, whoa. Now let's talk about Glisten, the new ice skating show.
I'll let you talk about Glisten because you're the former ice skater.
Okay. But see, all right, that puts me on the spot a little bit.
Okay, so I'll start off.
Okay.
So up north, anybody who lives in the Midwest or up north area, ice skating is a huge thing.
And especially in Michigan.
In Michigan it is. Hockey players, ice shows, all that stuff is huge where it's colder. I mean, it just goes with the thing. I was never a big fan of that type of stuff because I can't skate. So I never really got excited about the different shows. But I remember like cities would do like Christmas pageants, Christmas ice shows, things like
ice,
that.
Ice, ice everywhere. Ice, outdoor ice. Skating rinks with the trees.
Vanilla Ice made so much money during that.
Yeah.
So Michelle used to perform in she was part of the skate company of the town we grew up in. And so she was in those shows and such back when she was a younger. And so you have an idea of what it's like to go out and do these shows. And the shows were always, you had characters, you had great music, you had like scenes that were built to look like a play almost.
Yeah. And mind you, this was years ago. My dad played hockey. And when they had a girl, he still wanted me to learn to skate. So I was put in a learn to skate program when I was five.
Right.
So ice skating always has a place in my heart. So I was really excited to see it. So the good part, the ice skaters were really good. The flips and the lifts and the spins and all that stuff. Yeah, they did a really good job. So,
first off, was it ice?
Okay, so in my humble opinion, being that I pretty much grew up on in an ice rink,
mm-hmm.
No. It's some sort of manufactured ice because there's no shine on the top.
Right.
You don't see the snow like pile up when they stop or the ice picks. It's some sort of thick material.
And I think a lot of it is because the stage has to be set up right now all the time until the end of the shows, and they can't keep that ice cold in the middle of the Florida heat.
No, they can't. But there's a okay. So the only reason I know this is because they followed me on Instagram. There's an ice company in Florida that puts ice in places.
Okay.
Some places they do use like the real ice.
Yeah.
Like over at SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so it was a good show, but it was lacking something.
It was.
It needed a character, or even like somebody come out dressed as Santa, or actually play Christmas music. They had like a new song for the show, which was holiday-ish, but then they played like Be Our Guest and stuff, and it's like, we don't need any more IP music. Like, if you are at a Christmas party, play something Christmassy. I mean, something festive, something that, you know, or if you're ice skating, anything that's wintry.
I think the highlight would have been to bring Mickey and Minnie out there in their winter costumes, in their sweaters and stuff like that, and bring them out on the ice. But maybe because of the costumes and not being real ice, it's hard for a performer to. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But I just think it was missing. Even a Christmas tree on the stage would have been great.
Oh, a Christmas tree would have been great. Now, how easy would that have been? Yeah, it had no Christmas background at all. The skaters came out to blank ice. Nothing festive added. And the ice itself, the patch of ice or whatever it was, is not very big. Yeah. So they have a very small area to perform on. And I wrote a review and I put the link to the full ice skating show in there, and it's also on our YouTube. So if you want to see what the show is like, and then if you have any feedback, let us know. I just think that it could have been a little more festive.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is, so you were talking about characters, whatever. Ollie is the character they created for Jollywood Nights. He is the symbol of
the gingerbread man.
He is the symbol of Jollywood Nights. He's on all the merchandise, which the merchandise got a lot better this year. There's a lot of great merchandise. But you would think, put Ollie on the ice. Put something with Ollie, because you don't have a meet and greet with the character who is the star of this this show.
Costuming needs to make an Ollie.
They do. And I think that would be a great...
he's like a cardboard cutout over by the Brown Derby.
Or a neon light backstage where you can get...
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Well, what do we know? We're not Imagineers. But I do think that adding the actual character would be great. Or put some Christmas trees. You know how, like, when you watch holiday shows on TV, and if they have an ice thing, like, the whole rink itself has lights and trees and the fake snow or whatever. And you know what? Here's my opinion on that one. So last year, opening night was a mess.
Yes.
Now, Disney got slammed everywhere for that, and they made changes. So by the end of the party, it was much better.
By the second party, I think it was a little bit better. Some people who went and said it was great.
Right. But as time went on, obviously, they made guest feedback.
Yes.
You know, they made some changes. So this was opening night. We in the very first run of this show that we saw. So I do think that there could be room for improvement.
Right.
Disney always changes things up as, you know,
right.
when they get the feedback. Right. So maybe they'll throw some Christmas trees out there or something.
Yeah, I think maybe once they start seeing videos floating around the internet of looking at it. And if you're looking straight on at the stage, the backdrop becomes Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway, and they have all kinds of stuff going on that building.
But if you're standing on the side, it's nothing.
You don't see any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the way it was set up, so they taped off a huge area around the ice. But if you were in that area, you had to be sitting. You were not allowed to be standing in that area, so you either had to stand at the back of the crowd, which was probably 50 feet, 60 feet, maybe even more than that, from the stage, or you had to be on the sides. And like I said, on the sides, you couldn't see the backdrop of what was on Runaway Railway's building.
I did like that they made people up front sit down, though.
I did, too. So that way you don't have the 8-foot-tall guy with the iPad who's sticking up in the air and blocking everybody else's scene, seeing what's going on.
Right. So this is a better way for everybody to see. All in all, I think there's room for improvement, but the skaters did great.
Yeah.
And then what did we do after that?
Then we did meet some characters. We walked around, seen some stuff. So like characters like Lotso was out.
Mando
and Grogu were out. Doctor Strange, who we weren't told would be out, but he was out wandering around. He was over
just
by
like
the
they do out at Disneyland. He was just kind of wandering, which was kind of cool.
And that's what the attendant said. Said he could leave at any time and just go walking. So if you want a picture, make sure you jump in there now and talk to him. And he was a great Doctor Strange. Actually, he was really good.
Yeah,
we did meet him. They had Santa Duffy. They had Santa Stitch. They had Phineas and Ferb, who were in front of a Agent Petrie.
They could do photo ops.
You had. Chip and Dale as the Rescue Rangers.
They had Clarice.
They had Clarice.
There were so many good characters. And then
Max Goof.
Muppets Courtyard had the animated photo ops. So,
which was really cool.
So, yeah, you make a little video, and there was three different kinds, and we chose one.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a slow motion type of thing. I put it on my socials. That was really cool because it's a nice little video, a nice little keepsake. It's not just a picture.
Right.
And it takes a little bit longer. I think we waited about a half hour people, being that you are moving. And then, you have some people that want to do like
multiple
ones, which holds up the line. But it's a really cute, and it's back.
By the exit of Muppets in that store right across from Mama Melrose's.
No. Yeah, and that store right there is where they have all the merchandise. And so when the party first opened, there was a huge line for merch. But we walked past later, and it was walk right up. And they have like... they have ears, spirit jersey, t-shirt, pin, mug, the little bag. It's not a ton, but it's more than last year.
And it's all good merchandise.
It's really cute.
I don't need another spirit jersey, but that is one I actually kind of would like to have but I'm not going to wear it, so I'm not going to buy it. The t-shirt was great. I don't wear a lot of those, but I thought that was great.
Yeah, we didn't buy anything, but we really liked the color, and it was really cute.
It was.
I have regrets now. But it was really good merchandise this year instead of that t-shirt from last year.
Right. Food wise, you tried the Buffalo Chicken Spring Rolls, which we had last year. You had those again because they were so good and you still liked them. You said they were really good.
They were very good.
Jalapeno ranch dipping sauce.
And I don't do hot foods very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hot but not unbearable.
Right. And then you had I'm trying to think of what it was.
It was a caramel apple
drink with moonshine.
Yes, except, okay, so you can get it with or without moonshine. I'm starting to wonder if they gave me...
The regular one?
Yeah.
Because
I did not taste an ounce of alcohol in it. And usually moonshine you can taste. It burns.
And if you don't taste it, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Or you're getting ripped off. Either it's really dangerous.
I don't know. Maybe I got ripped off. It was very sweet. It did taste like a caramel apple.
It's Werther's caramel.
So good.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're looking to get a little happy, that is not the way.
And then you hit the sugar cookie martini, which is one you had last year. That's all you talked about, wanting to have another one of those.
Hey, yeah, so how sad is that? The whole night, the one thing I requested, like we were with our friends. I didn't care what we did. I wanted to see the sing-along, and I needed a sugar cookie martini. And it is the best drink I've ever had at Disney. And I will stand on that soapbox because it was that good. And they have like a sugar cookie, like a biscotti looking thing that they put on the top. And interesting enough, when you dip the cookie into the drink and take a bite, it soaks up so much alcohol.
Oh, really?
It burns almost.
Oh, my gosh.
So my friend Holly was with me, and I told her, I'm like, you have to try these. These are the best.
Right.
So I'm like, dip that cookie. And she's like, ooh.
I think Greg said the same thing because he tried it too.
Yeah, so we got ours over by the bar at Brown Derby, like when you're walking on where the launch bay is, kind of on that side.
And that's where one of the dance party or one of the parties was going on all night was in the launch bay area.
Yes, the Latin dance party is in there.
In that courtyard there.
Yeah, so, but the sugar cookie martini, now if we're talking, if you're looking for the most for your money, so it's $11, but that's not bad for a Disney drink and it's full sized.
Because you bought another one by the tower at Fairfax Fairway.
So, yeah, the cranberry martini where they had the turkey popover, $9, not worth it at all.
No.
Not even a little bit. So if you want something good, sugar cookie martini is where it's at.
Okay, so you heard that. That's all the food you really tried. You tried the turkey popover, which I had last year. I wasn't a big fan of it, so I didn't want that. I just went and got pizza.
Yeah, you know, I was hoping it would be like the turkey and mashed potatoes over at Epcot during Festival of the Holidays, and it isn't.
No.
The pastry that it's in, and I love carbs. I love rolls, breads. Not good.
No.
It just wasn't good. But the insides weren't bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know what to get because there's so many choices, but there was a few things. And then plus two, you know, when you're running around, you know, trying to do everything, you kind of forget about the food.
Right.
But if you if you're going to go to Jollywood, look at the food guide because there are so many good treats and things.
And make a plan because like Michelle said, you're running around trying to do everything, but go through the map or go through the online stuff because when you get there, you get the map, which is a really good map this year. It's really detailed and tells you everything on it. But go through the website and come up with a plan of what you want to do for the night because trust me, it will make your night a lot better. It's only a five-hour party, which yes, I know 5 hours at the studio seems like a lot, but it can go quick because you're going to spend a half hour watching What's This? You're going to spend a half hour with the Muppet Show. You're going to go see the ice rink. You're going to go meet characters and that 5 hours goes... I was shocked it was already time to leave.
I know. And when we first walked in, I was felt a little tired. I'm like, gosh, I hope we last. And we didn't get home till 1 o'clock.
Right.
So we made the most of that party. All in all, it's quickly becoming my favorite party at Disney.
Yeah. None of this we've said is negative on the party. The party is well worth it. It is a great party. Definitely, like Michelle said, it's more of a date night party in our opinion. But if you're down here with family and you have the means, then take the family with you. Everybody's going to have a great time. You have the Tip Top Club over by the Tower of Terror where they
just
have
kind of jazzy Christmas
jazzy
over
music
there.
Over there playing. You have the Latin dance party in the courtyard in front of the launch bay. You have the Pixar Disco Party.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Pixar
Disco.
Which
is in the Pixar area. The one thing I thought that was funny, though, so we were walking into the Pixar area, walking up towards Slinky Dog Dash down that row there, and they had Pluto, Goofy, and
Daisy and Donald
meeting there, and I'm like, this is Pixar area. Why are there Disney characters in the Pixar area? Because usually they don't let characters, at least not at Walt Disney World. Disneyland, they let characters from different properties cross over. So it was kind of weird to see them in the Pixar area.
Yeah, but then look at where Lotso was on the hill going towards Galaxy's Edge on the other side of Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
I mean, it was right on the outside.
And Mando, if you do want to meet Mando and you can't find him, because he's not at his normal area where he does his meet and greets and things like that.
No, he's up by Ronto Roasters.
Yes, he's up in that area. So make sure you go up by where the Ronto Roasters area is, and then you should be able to find him up there. And that's a great meet and greet. And he's got Grogu on his sack holding him.
The baby.
So it was really great. But all in all, the party's great. You do get a little gift on the way out. It's not really, it's a snack.
Last year they gave out coasters, which was great because it's something you can keep year after year. This year they gave you a little box of champagne-flavored marshmallows.
And here's my thing, and this is another reason why I think it's more of an adult party. Why would you give champagne-flavored marshmallows to children?
You wouldn't.
Exactly. You wouldn't, but that's the gift that everybody gets on the way. At least the coasters. Okay, it's a coaster. Kids aren't going to be excited about it, but here you're giving them something that's alcohol-flavored. I mean, it could be non-alcoholic, but still, it's still the flavor of alcohol you're giving to kids.
Yeah, I don't know many kids that are like, I really want to try champagne.
I don't like champagne.
I know you don't. I don't like drinks that have like extra fizz to them.
Right.
So that's not my favorite either.
No. So that's enough about that. If you want to read more, Michelle does have a review out there that we put out last night. You might want to check it out. We've gotten a lot of hits on that review, a lot of positive information or a lot of positive comments and such.
It was number one in Google News.
Yeah,
today.
She really laid it out there exactly how she feels about things. But all in all, the party's fantastic. I'm sure some of the things that, like the skate show, will be improved over time. It just takes time.
I mean, it didn't suck. It was just needs something. That's all.
And don't forget, you have the show on the tower. that they do every 10 minutes or whatever.
Sunset Seasons Greetings, which I love because they do have the laser snow.
Laser snow is shooting down the street, which is great. A lot of the restaurants are open. Some do close earlier. So if you want, if none of the food that's on the menu suits what you want.
You got pizza.
I had pizza because it's fair. I can't even think of the name of the restaurant. It's back there by Fairfax Fair, but they were serving the pizza and such. Rosie's was open back there.
Yeah.
The ice cream place was open. A lot of them have different treats and such that go with the party. So make sure you take a look at the map. Like I said, planning your night would be the best thing for you because that way you make sure you get everything you want to do. And
we had such a good time. We were so tired yesterday.
We were so tired. We didn't. I don't think we left. I left the house.
I don't think I moved. I took a shower, went and sat on the couch, and I think I stuck there most of the day.
I ran to Publix, and I think that was the furthest I went out yesterday.
But yeah, it was a good time. So if you are on the fence about Jollywood, both of us definitely agree you should try it.
So Jollywood was great, but guess where we're going tonight? So as this comes out, people are going to be listening. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party will be beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, and we will be at tonight's party.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Disney. And every time we do that, so my friend Paula always calls it Mickey's Not So Scary Christmas Party.
Yeah.
So every time I go to say Very Merry, I almost screw up every
time. We need
time.
To make a shirt that says that. And have it like Christmassy, but with the kind of the scary stuff on there.
Or the Mickey pumpkin with the Santa hat on.
Something like that. We need to come up with that shirt. But so, yes. So tonight we are going to the party. We have not been this year. This is the second one, I think, of the season. I believe. The first one was on Friday.
I'm not sure. So usually they have media night and opening night. But this year they have it tonight instead, mm-hmm. which is fine. Opening night was sold out. I don't think tonight is.
No, I don't believe it is. So, but we did hear back from some people, or we heard the chatter that the soundtrack to the parade has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to see that tonight.
There's,
so we will
there's
film
changes
all that.
In the parade that people don't like. So yes. We're going to find out exactly what that's all about.
And they might change it. Because if they receive feedback that they didn't like it, they may go back to the old one. But we will find out tonight. So lock in to Instagram and Facebook. I'm sure Michelle will be posting all night long
on
those.
You know it.
that way you can see what we're doing. There's lots of food there to try. There's the thing I like about this party, though, is you do get the free cookies and hot cocoa or cider throughout the party, where Jollywood, you don't get anything extra for free.
You get champagne marshmallows.
Yeah, well, I don't eat those. But this one, you actually do have the snacks and such throughout the party. There's
and they're different cookies this year. They have different ones all over the place. So
there's a lot of Snickerdoodle last year, I think. Snickerdoodle and chocolate chip was all they really had last year.
But now they have like they have the frosted sugar cookies. And then there's like a chocolate chip salted caramel cookie back
and a red velvet
cookie or something. Yeah.
And I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but do you remember when there was each stop had like a different thing? So it was the snowman pretzel with the icy.
Okay, so that I'm just going to say this. That was Tortuga.
Yes.
We had little snowman hot pretzels and blue slushies. The best.
They were the best. And then some of them had like a different cookie with chocolate milk, and some of them had the cocoa, and some of them had the cider. And it was like every stop you went to had a little different of a snack. So it wasn't the same snack at every stop.
And do you remember when they were fresh baked cookies? They were not in plastic.
Yes.
They had them in the big boxes, and they would take a napkin and they would give you fresh cookies.
Yes, I do remember that. And I miss that, but I understand the reason for the packaging.
Yeah,
that way they don't waste anything, germs, and they don't waste any of these freshly baked cookies.
I wish they would bring those pretzels back. Because, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but when you're walking around the party, you can only drink so much hot chocolate and have so many cookies. Like, you can't have all that sweet. I know I love the hot chocolate they serve, but at some point, I'm like, I cannot drink any more of this.
Right, yeah. And I'm not a huge fan of any hot drinks. I don't drink coffee. I don't really drink hot chocolate. I will usually have one at the party just to say I had it. But it's not like one of those things I really love to have. So mostly I drink the cider.
So yeah, that pretzel would be a great idea again. And those little blue slushies were fantastic.
Didn't you say there was some kind of pretzel snack though? I don't know if it was a pretzel or it was a
cookie.
That had
it was in the cookie. There was pretzel in the cookie.
But we were reporting all that. I'm sure we'll have pictures of those snacks for you guys tonight. So like I said, stay tuned to Instagram and Facebook. You will see everything. And then tomorrow I will have all the videos and such up on YouTube. So you can go see our events of tonight at Mickey's Very Merry
Mickey's
Christmas
Not So Scary Christmas Party.
Yeah.
And also, please keep
Jack Skellington will be there.
Right. Actually, yeah, this all could go. This is an idea. So please keep in mind that the Main Street Mouse does have an X account, former Twitter at Main Street Mouse. We have a YouTube at the Main Street Mouse. Mm-hmm. and Instagram. We have a TikTok at the Main Street Mouse. So if you are not following all those socials, please do, because we sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, Facebook's making it really hard to see anything
Facebook
nowadays.
Really is horrible. But if, and so is Instagram for the most part. But if we are on other platforms, so you don't miss anything.
And maybe you've seen it on our site, maybe you haven't, but we do have a sign up now for your email that once you're on the site, you should get a pop-up that says, have you signed up for our email list? And you can do that. And we're going to be enhancing that here pretty soon also and adding some things to that. So stay tuned for that. But we're just trying to make it so everybody can see what we're putting out quicker.
Yeah, because Facebook, I won't say what I want to say.
No, this is a family
show. It's a family show. Okay, anyway.
So let's get on to news because we are 40 minutes into the show and we haven't hit the news yet.
I was worried that we were going to go too fast.
Well, there's something on here that's going to take a little while to go over. So.
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about, and we talked about this last week, but this weekend starts the Food and Wine Classic at the Swan and Dolphin Hotel, which is a fantastic event every year, and it's a charity event. They raise money this year for the Wounded Warriors Project.
Yes, they do. And It's so many samples of wines and food, and they have music, and they have, you know, lights out there under the hotel. It's beautiful. But, yeah, it's a fun event, and that's Saturday and Sunday. No, Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. Friday, Saturday. So Friday, Saturday. So go check that out if you can. It's like $200 a person, but that's all the food and all the drinks you can have throughout the night.
Yes.
So it kind of does work out to be worth it if you really go out there and have a look.
If you're going
to
have lots of snacks
if
and
you're
lots
have
of
lots
drinks.
Of drinks and snacks. Also, I wanted to mention that Disney has started their ultimate toy drive. Here now so that you can they're taking toys in there to give to families, and it's with the Marines Toys for Tots program.
Yeah, which is a great program, especially this year. So many families are struggling financially, so I'm really glad that they're doing that.
And the one thing I noticed that they're doing is you don't have to go anywhere to drop off a toy if you don't want to. You can actually go on Shop Disney or at DisneyStore.com and go to /toy drive, and you can purchase a toy right there and donate it.
That makes it so easy.
It does. Because there's always somebody who's a lot less fortunate, and if you have the means to help out a family.
Even if it's just something small.
Just something small. But you can also, there's also all kinds of drop-off locations, downtown Disney District and Disneyland. There's locations at the Springs, and you have until the 13th of December to do that. So if that's something you want to do and you feel the need to give, that's a great organization to give to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go back to my list. Sorry, I had to flip back and forth here. Next thing was the, we put this out, and all these things we're talking about in Disney News, there is hyperlinks in the show notes that you can click on to read the actual full article on the Main Street Mouse website. But the guide to the 2024 Holiday Entertainment at Disneyland came out. I really want to go to Disneyland for the holidays one of these years.
Me too.
We've done Halloween out there. We did the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Right.
We've been out there during normal times when there's no parties or anything going on. But
we've never done Christmas.
Never done Christmas, so I would really like to get out there and see that. So maybe one of these years we'll figure it out and we'll get out there for the holidays.
I hope so.
That would be fantastic. But again, you can read the article. So the big news of the week coming out of Disney was this past weekend, D23 was in Brazil. And like D23 in Anaheim, they made a lot of announcements to things. Not so much new announcements, but enhanced announcements to what we learned back in, was it August?
A little more information September. As to what they already told us.
Yeah, we were there September.
September, yeah.
And so I just wanted to quickly run through some of these things, just some of the highlights, and then if Michelle wants to comment on anything.
If Michelle wants to comment.
So one of the first things that actually you mentioned to me when news started rolling out was they put out the concept art for the Moana float that's going to be coming to the Disney Starlight nighttime parade that's going to be at the Magic Kingdom next year.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a peek at one of the floats.
Looks great.
It looks really beautiful. I'm really excited that we're getting a new nighttime parade with all the lights and the sparkles and all that.
And the one thing I'll say, so usually concept art is, okay, that's what it could look like. When Disney put out the Festival of Fantasy concept art, it was pretty spot on. So I'm hoping that's the same with this, that this is what this is going to look like. And the Moana float is going to look fantastic.
It's got waves. It's really pretty.
Really cool. They put out some Villains Land update, which we didn't get a lot of news out of that at D23. We just said it was coming, and that's about all they told us. So we know that there's going to be, I think it's 13 villains are going to be involved in Villains Land. And I have the list here really quick. And actually, it looks like more than 13, but anyway, I'm not going to count them. But you have Jafar, you have the Evil Queen and the Old Hag, so her alter ego, the Queen of Hearts, Lady Tremaine. I can never pronounce it. Is it Zizma?
Zizma
from the Emperor's New Groove, Cruella de Vil, Captain Hook, Maleficent, Gaston, Mother Gothel, Ursula, and Chernabog.
That is 13.
Is it 13? Okay, so those are the 13 characters. 13 is a bad number, 13. Those are the characters that have been summoned to the land.
Summoned.
By a spell. They've all been brought to the land. So the whole thing is going to go around them with things. So there's going to be two attractions. There's going to be a restaurant back there. There's going to be shopping back there.
Yeah, they haven't really told us a whole lot about it yet.
They haven't, but I cannot wait for this land.
So I don't want to... Here, I'll let you keep going because when you get to one of them, if you have it, I have extras to add.
Okay, for
cars.
Oh, I was going to say, that's actually the next thing. So they did put out some test footage of one of the rides that's going to be coming into the Cars ride, and I actually watched the footage today.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got to say?
All right, so I will tell you what the hullabaloo and scuttlebutt is over on the Twitter.
Okay.
Or X. Holy cannoli. People are mad.
Okay.
All right, so now this is not my opinion. This is what I'm reading, okay? Because I don't really have an opinion.
Reminded me of Radiator Springs, the video I watched.
Okay, so no. It's like off-roading dirt.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to have carts. From what people are saying, it's going to be trackless carts going through like dusty dirt and stuff.
Okay.
So people were mad that we don't need dust kicking up over at the Magic Kingdom. That they're going to take away a peaceful, serene riverboat and such and put in off-road and dusty, dirty cars.
I don't think, but if you look at Radiator Springs, it's dusty. But it's not dusty when you're going through the ride. I don't think this is going to be dusty, because you got to remember, this is simulated. This was not real. This video footage was all
CGI. No, but it did look super dirty.
But I think it's just supposed to give the look. I don't think that's what we're really going to get.
I don't think you're going to be covered in dust when you get off the ride, but...
No, they couldn't do that.
You can't get all dirty.
Because if people are allergic to dust and such, you can't do that.
Just dirt.
Yeah, you can't do that to people. So I think it's just to give you the look. The computer generated something to make it look like that, but I don't think that's what you're getting.
Okay, well, the general consensus is people hate it.
Well, and we don't even know if this was the kids' ride or the family ride. We don't know which one this was.
No, and they're... Okay, because it's such a sensitive topic, because people are so upset about that area being taken out, they're going to have to announce something really, really good for people to get jazzed about it, because right now everybody's not over it. I couldn't believe how many people were just dumping all over the concept. It was bad.
People just want to complain too.
Oh, I agree. I mean, we still have people that are boycotting the whole Splash Mountain thing.
Splash Mountain went away?
It did. I know.
I'm devastated.
So, yeah. So people are mad. I'm sure not everybody, but you know, the complaints were the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say to that is, you know, we're just getting little bits of information. Like, let's not get super upset until we see more of it.
Yeah, because as we said earlier, Disney does stuff and then they change stuff. And if people are getting dusty off a ride,
I want to be covered in dirt when I get off.
When the ride is done and they bring Josh DeMauro in there to test it, because Josh does ride every ride before it goes public.
Yeah, he does.
Josh is not going to get off the ride covered in dust and go,
he's
that's
gonna
great.
He's going to be dusting his clothes off.
Yeah, I know. Let's not change a thing. Let's get everybody
don't
dusty.
Don't wear white if you go over there.
And then if it rains, you're going to turn into the mud pit like at Woodstock in the 90s, where everybody was covered in mud and such.
Oh, my gosh. All right, yeah. So let's not freak out until we see more.
Exactly. Next thing is they got finally some concept art came out for the Pirates Lounge coming to Magic Kingdom.
That looks fun.
It does look fun. I can't wait to see that finished. I'm hoping that maybe if some of our pirate friends will come to town and we can go over there with them. That'd be fun to go there with Lee or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or Trevor or Vince. Next, Walt Disney Animation Studios talked about Moana 2 that's coming to theaters November 26th. Zootopia 2 coming in November 2025. They did have Moana herself and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. They did a little video just to talk about what's coming up with that. They had a singer perform one of the songs. Zootopia 2, they talked about that for a little bit. I think Shakira might have been a video that she did for one of the songs, if I'm not mistaken. They showed the final trailer for Mufasa, the Lion King trailer that's coming out in December.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I want to see that movie. I
know you do, and usually you don't like those kind of movies.
I know, but that one just... Because it gives the backstory of Scar.
Yeah.
Because Scar, you see how Scar gets bitter because his family takes
He's just misunderstood.
He is misunderstood. I fully believe that. Now Scar's become one of my favorite villains. They talked about the Snow White remake, the live-action one with Rachel Zegler. That one's coming March 21st. Lilo and Stitch, we got our first sneak peek of what Stitch is going to look like in the live-action version.
Oh, he's cute.
He doesn't look much different than Ava.
He looks like our dog.
He's blue, but it's Ava. And it's she's like a mischievous. French bulldog. And she's very mischievous, so it works out good. Pixar updates came out. Let's see. 4-episode series of Riley's Dreams from Inside Out is going to be coming. They did talk about that at the D23. We were there for Dream Productions is what it was called. And that's Riley from Inside Out. It's going to be some of her dreams and such. That is going to be coming to Disney Plus December 11th. The Pixar series Win or Lose is going to be coming in February, so they got to see some glimpses of that. Elio, which they talked about at D23, we were at. Mm-hmm. That is another, is that a film? Newest trailer for full-length feature. Yes, so full-length feature coming June 12th, 2025. Ice Age 6 is coming. I didn't even realize Disney owned the Ice Age franchise.
I didn't realize there were six of them.
I think they bought it some time ago as one of their things. So that they talked about. That's going to be coming out. No dates were given for that. In Star Wars news, Lucasfilm announced that Andor Season 2 will be coming to Disney Plus April 22nd, 2025. Skeleton Crew starring Jude Law December 3rd, 2024. And Favreau and Filoni showed up and they shared a video segment from The Mandalorian Grogu because that movie is coming to theaters May 22nd, 2026, which I'm very excited. Although I know they said that's going to be the end of The Mandalorian filming and stuff. But yeah. But that I'm going to want to see that in the theaters for sure. Avatar, James Cameron shared some details about the concept art for the next film in their franchise, which is Avatar Fire and Ash, which is set to open December 19th, 2025. one of the things I was most anxious about was Captain America Brave New World. They dropped the newest trailer for that film. That one comes out Valentine's Day of 2025.
We're not going.
We're not going there. Not I'll be there on the 15th. The thing I'm most excited about that film, though, is to see Harrison Ford coming in there portraying Thaddeus Ross, and he's going to turn into Red Hulk, which I've been waiting for Red Hulk to join the MCU, so I'm kind of excited about that. We saw the Thunderbolts, almost 4-minute-long trailer about the Thunderbolts, which I think looks... I wanted to see the movie, and then I saw this trailer. Now I really want to see the movie. I think it's going to be a fantastic film. Okay. It's all the misfits of the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
So that's all the rundown of all the big announcements and such that came out of D23 Brazil. We have some little stuff on the site, not a lot about it. Maybe I'll write up something about some of this to put it out there, but you can hear it all here on our podcast.
That's right.
I don't need to write it up.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends all about it. As mentioned earlier, Michelle did put out a Jollywood Nights review that's on our website. I do have the link here in the show notes, so you can click on that and read her full review of the night. A lot of photos and such in the article to show you what's going on there. So if you're going to Jollywood Nights, please go read her article. Or if you don't know if you want to go read the article. That should give you an indication and help you decide if you want to go or not.
Right.
The last thing I wanted to mention here in Disney News was a story we put out this morning that yesterday the Disney Treasure actually saved 4 people who were on a catamaran that was sinking.
Yes. So the Disney Treasure is already making waves.
It was. But yeah, this catamaran was taking on water that a seal had broken by the escape hatch on it. And they were going down and they put out a distress call. The U.S. Coast Guard put out a who's in the area. And the Treasure was the closest ship 80 miles out. And the Treasure came in there and their captain and such. And they put one of their smaller boats in the water and they were able to go save these 4 people.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool, actually. And it's good. That's a good story to have out there for the Treasure. It's something positive. It's not something you want to talk about, but it was just great. They were in the area.
In the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Because that ship is due to pull into Port Canaveral tomorrow morning.
That's right.
So, and we don't know if we're going to go to that or not. We're supposed to, but who knows?
Depends how late we stay tonight.
We're going to be exhausted after tonight. And then we're supposed to be there.
This media event is like 5 a.m. tomorrow.
And we're an hour and a half away. So it's like.
And the Christmas party goes till after midnight. So it would kind of be like come home and.
Basically not sleep. Like I said, we need to leave the Christmas party and go straight to the Waffle House in Port Canaveral.
go hang out at the Waffle House. It's not a horrible idea.
I love their hash browns. So that's all the Disney news we've had in the last week. Just stay tuned to the Main Street Mouse this week for anything that does come out this week before next week's Monday show. Otherwise, we always try to give you guys a recap of some of the big stories. Other things going on in the area. Universal really hasn't had any news. SeaWorld hasn't. Busch Gardens, Legoland, none of those. But I did want to mention Holidays at Lou Gardens. Begins November 29th. We've never been, but I've seen a lot of photos and stuff from past ones. It looks like it could be a lot of fun to go out.
It looks very pretty.
Very pretty. So it might be something we may have to take in this year and check it out. Also this week, there was an article we put out behind the scenes at Voodoo Donuts. Universal had dropped.
I love Voodoo Donuts.
Love Voodoo Donuts. Some of the best donuts you will ever have are at Voodoo at City Walk at Universal Orlando Resort. So definitely check that out. If you've ever been to Voodoo, tell us what your favorite donut is. On the article, you can leave comments. Tell us what your favorite donut is there. I know Michelle's a fan of the 8 Mile donut. Because
M&M donut.
M&M.
Another ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-tsh. I like the Memphis Mafia fritter. It's as big as my face.
I was going to say, it's the size of your head.
It is. It's the size of my head, but it's peanut butter, chocolate. It's just fantastic, and I love it. So let us know in the show notes of that article what your favorite donut is at Voodoo if you've been there. And if you haven't been there, take a look at their menu. Then tell us what one you want to try.
That's good stuff.
There you go. Okay, I have a question for you. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're not even an hour yet. We're doing good for all this news.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. Question for you. And this one, you're going to have to think for a minute.
Oh, man.
I'll give you the Jeopardy music. But what are your top five things to do at Walt Disney World during the holidays? And they can be in any order. I'm not going to ask you to do 5 to 1 or anything like that.
Okay. So I have things. And I'm glad you're not making me put them in order because I don't think I could. Because I love Christmas so much, it's hard to pick a favorite thing.
And the thing is, I dropped this on you, so you don't really have time to prep to put them in an order.
I don't.
So.
Okay. So top five things. I know. Epcot Festival of the Holidays.
Definitely.
I love that.
That's probably going to be close to 1 or 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now Jollywood Nights.
Okay.
All right. I guess the Christmas party.
Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
So Mickey's Very Merry Scary.
Very Merry Scary. Let's see. I just really enjoy taking in all the decorations. Mm-hmm. So we can roll that in with Christmas party because I like going to the Magic Kingdom at night and seeing everything all lit up. That's like one of my very favorite things.
So that's 3.
Probably the Christmas at Disney Springs with all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more, huh?
Yeah.
Because I just love it all.
I know you do.
It's hard.
Well, is there anything? So you mentioned Festival of the Holidays, but is there anything particular at the Festival of the Holidays that would stand out that's like, okay, this, even though I'm there for the Festival of the Holidays, there's something that's bigger?
Okay. As simple as it sounds, I really like going through Living with the Land with the holiday layover.
Okay.
That is something that's become a tradition. I like to see the little snowmen in there and the lights. Yeah, I'm not even sure why I love that so much, but it's just got good memories attached, and the boys like it too.
Well, and it's not something that's unique because the ride for that, for the overlay of that right now during the holidays, the lines get really long for that.
Just to see the Christmas lights.
Yeah, it doesn't get that kind of attention
normally.
Living with Land is a great little ride. I love doing it actually any time of year, but at the holidays, there's just something special about it that just makes it better.
Okay. See, I was going to add the Christmas decorations at Hollywood Studios, but that kind of goes in with Jollywood Nights too.
Right. You can do it all at once. But if you're not going to Jollywood Nights, you can go there and you can see Sunset
Seasons. I do love
that. And you can see Echo Lake with their decorations and such like that. Anytime.
And the Candlelight Processional is always like tear-jerking and beautiful. The story of Christmas, and I'm so glad that they still do it. I think, you know, it was something that Walt started so many years ago,
mm-hmm.
But that's always wonderful, and I really like the different food and desserts during that festival, too.
So there you have it. There's Michelle's top, like, 22 things to do with the holidays at Walt Disney World.
It was hard.
It is hard, but if you break
it down, I love
it
all.
So if you go to the Festival of the Holidays, you can do a lot of the things that are on her list. If you go to the Springs, you can see a lot of the things that are going down there. Mickey's Very Merry, you can see everything at that. But if you can't make it to the party, or you just financially can't afford to go to the party, or what have you, there's a lot of that stuff that does take place outside of the party that you can go and see. You don't get the cookies, you don't get a lot of the characters, but you can see the lights, you can see the castle.
Yeah, and it's beautiful at night.
Yeah, it really is. So that's all we have for this week. Is there anything else you want to mention before I talk about our sponsors?
No, I guess not.
Except for this week. Again, stay tuned to our socials tonight for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
And I'll put out stuff all week, too, as far as coverage from the party. I'm really curious to see if the parade differences. But yeah, we'll be there tonight to get as much info as we can.
It is. That's why we got to get done with this so you can start getting ready so we can get out of here. But I did want to mention, so our official travel partner, the Main Street Mouse, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Any of your travel needs or such, they will help you out any way you can. So if you go on our website, click on any of those banners of theirs, you will fill out a small form and they will reach out to you. One of their travel experts will reach out to you and help you plan the perfect trip no matter where you're
going. And they're all very nice and helpful.
And it's free.
It
doesn't cost you anything. So
I like free.
Exactly. I love free. So if you don't even click our banner, just go to mousefantravel.com/Main Street Mouse, and that will get you their link, and they will know you came from us. And if they don't ask you, just make sure you let them know where you came from, the Main Street Mouse. You heard about them. Our other sponsor is our stroller and scooter. I can't. I'm running
can't
out of
get
words.
All that. Kingdom get Strollers.
Kingdom Strollers. Stroller and Scooter Rental. They are our official partner and the longest partner we've had at the Main Street Mouse. They've been around with us since almost day one. They will help you with whatever you need for your vacation. If you need a stroller, if you need a scooter, they will deliver it to wherever you're staying and they will pick it up at the end of your stay and they will help you out. So go to their website, kingdomstrollers.com. And if they ask where you heard about them, make sure you let them know the Main Street Mouse. So I'm going to let Michelle go ahead and close out the show. And like I said, again, make sure you stay tuned to our socials this evening so you can see everything we do at the party.
Yes. So just another reminder, don't forget to check out my podcast, the Daydream Believing Podcast. It comes out on Thursdays. Also, Lost Princess Apparel. We have a new skirt order that is happening right now. Plus, you can find some other cute items for the parks and such. And yeah, so I got to go. I got a Christmas party to go get ready for. So on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, magical, fantastic week ahead. And we will see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.